It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night going right around Australia. And Australia has been taken by storm by Sammy Constantine. She has got a brand new single out. It's called Mannequin, an absolutely massive 2019. We're looking forward to hearing what's coming up in 2020. As she joins us tonight, Sammy, thank you so much for coming on Ausmade.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
What a huge 2019 in particular. So you released your debut single, Ropes, in June. You went on tour with Rita Ora.
It was pretty random. I didn't even have words for that, to be honest. It was just wild, 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 wild. But I need to go back for 1 second because you said my last name right.
Oh.
And that is crazy. Rita Ora is a big deal, but that's a bigger deal for me.
Oh, man, I thought you were just about to correct me and say I'd said it wrong.
Nope.
I just got like, you know when you get really anxious and your insides like go hot and you get like tingles throughout your whole entire body? Wow.
You're choking up. I just had to acknowledge it. I'm sorry, but it's a really rare occasion, so it's a big deal.
Massive. So when you say that touring with Rita was pretty random, how did it come about? How did you get involved?
So my booking agent pitched me for it, like they do,
yeah.
But I found out 2 weeks before that I was shortlisted, and I kind of thought, you get shortlisted for all sorts of things, and you're always in the running, you've got to be in it to win it, that sort of thing. I had a pretty chill attitude about it. I mean, I obviously hoped and prayed. I literally wrote on a piece of paper a million times, I will go touring with Rita Ora, I will go on tour with Rita Ora, carried around everywhere, slept with her under my pillow, not even kidding. And a week later, I found out she'd chosen me.
Heck,
and it was
crazy.
We had 1 week to pretty much put everything together, so it was really insane.
How much time, if any, did you actually get to spend with Rita?
We spoke sort of in the green room, like before the shows, but to be honest, like as you would know, it's pretty fast-paced. We spent like a lot of time with her band, you know, we went out for dinner with them and did a lot with them, but mostly it was, I'll do my sound check, I'd see her, she'd do her sound check, and
awesome.
You know, wish each other luck, and that was kind of it, really.
Yeah, but how good even though that you get to pass those messages on, even if it's just walking past. You're on tour with freaking Rita Ora.
I know, she's fantastic. She's such a queen, such a pop star. She absolutely killed it.
But you've worked with some big Australian names as well, like Illy and KLP. Let's talk about the brand new single. Tell us a little bit about it.
Mannequin is my brand new single. I'm really excited. It's been 11 months since I released my last single, so I've been itching to get this one out. It's kind of a follow-on from the last single. Mannequin is sort of a deep, dark, personal self-reflection. For me, it tackles the idea of battling something within yourself, whether that's an addiction or a way of thinking or a habit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a conversation between that thing inside of you and yourself to try and understand why it's there and parts of yourself that you haven't been able to yet. That's kind of what it's about. Pretty intricate. I'm a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm. Well, how good is that for music to be a creative outlet for those thoughts that you can bunk it out and people can honestly interpret it and make it fit any situation that they want to or they feel at the moment anyway?
And that's beautiful. That's exactly what I want music to be as well. You know, it means something to me and hopefully it can mean something completely different to someone else and they connect to it in their own way and create memories around it. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, now you've premiered it up on YouTube with your film clip as well. What was the idea behind that?
It's funny. When I write music, I already have the video clip in my head. I'm so visual with everything I want. I'm an ex-dancer as well. So I did ballet and a bunch of other dance styles for 20 years. So I really had an idea of the movements in my head, but I sometimes don't know how to articulate that outside of my head. I kind of put together a little team, just a bunch of my friends, and we tried to create this sort of idea of two states of mind. And one of them is when you're, you know, inside your own head, and that's the dark red and black shots that you'll see.
Yes.
It's really scary and confronting. And then the other shots are a little more vulnerable, it's a little bit lighter, but you're still surrounded by this ongoing cloud of self-doubt. Mm. Or for me, it was mental health struggles. So that's what the girls represent in those more light shots.
Yeah, which basically. I think you've done. Yeah, looks awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You just touched then as well about being initially a ballet dancer, but you discovered music at a young age. What was the transition like from doing something so structured and so kind of formal as ballet to going into the world of contemporary music?
I guess they're kind of one and the same, really.
Well,
in terms of the music's been in my life that entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like dance is so connected to music. And I remember my dance teacher saying to me, I dance differently because I'm hearing not just a drum or not just the lyrics. I'm dancing to the entire song. And I never knew what that meant till I started writing music. But the transition kind of came when I was about 16. I was actually hospitalized for 6 weeks. And that was when I started writing music in hospital. Couldn't really do much else. I guess it was a blessing in disguise. It didn't feel like a blessing at the time. But right now, it's good.
And how has that ballet training transformed you as a performer on the stage right now with your contemporary stuff? Do you chuck any pirouettes around? Do you jump over the puddle or jump over the broom? Chancé, you stay?
Arabesques everywhere, you know? Get the drum Rapper Pas de Deux. I did many other styles as well, not just ballet.
Sure.
I did contemporary and modern. And so for me, it's just like I don't really think too much when I'm on stage. I just try and move with however the music takes me.
And so you've done a whole heap of festivals as well, like Groove in the Moon Festival 1, like not only here but over in New Zealand. What else is coming up for 2020?
I do have some shows to be announced. They're not quite announced yet, but this year I can definitely confirm that I have a ridiculous amount of music coming out. There's a string of singles to come out that's all conceptually tied together, and I really just want this music to be heard in a different way, in a different way to how I've been releasing music in the past.
Well, Sammy, where can we keep up to date with these secrets that you're keeping from us here on Ozmade? They'll eventually come out to your socials. What do we type in?
If you want to head on anything on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, it's just Sammy Constantine, and that's Sammy with an I.
Great. Well, I look forward to keeping up to date. I'm sure we'll chat again soon, though, once you do want to release these dates to us and all this fresh music that's going to come out.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you listening and having me on the show.
No worries.
My name's Sammy Constantine. This is my brand new single, Mannequin, and you're on Ozmade.